Earth and Sky.
The chimpanzee has a very special cognitive capability of immediately memorizing things in front of him. This does not mean chimpanzees are better than us in all domains of cognition. What we have to know is, let's farewell to human-animal dichotomy. We share some things, and humans and chimpanzees, very similar but different.
You're listening to primate researcher Tetsuro Matsuzawa, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Matsuzawa talked with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about the intelligence of chimpanzees. His studies show that chimps excel in short-term memory tests and more.
In this study, you said that chimps can memorize 8 numerals. How do they do this? Tell us more about some of the specific details of that.
Okay, let's go back to the original form of the test and the prerequisite. So first, we did teach the chimpanzee Arabic numerals, the order. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 9 numerals. And you randomly choose, say, 5 numerals from 9 numerals. Like 1, 2, 4, 6, 9. Then these 5 numerals just flashed very briefly on the screen and turned to white rectangles. So what you have to do is you have to remember which numeral appeared in which position of the screen. So this is the original test. And if you compare humans and chimpanzee in this specific memory test, chimpanzees are so good at remember 5 numerals scattered on the screen, very briefly presented. But we humans cannot do such a thing. So the next question is, only 5 numerals? How about 6 numerals? How about 7 numerals? And I did test up to 8 numerals. And young chimpanzee had no problem at all. Even 8 numerals, they can remember. But if you test undergraduate students in a college, 5 numerals already very difficult. Very briefly presented 5 numerals, they cannot remember which numeral appeared in which location of the monitor. Maybe the accuracy is 50%. If you increase 6 numerals, the accuracy below 30%. If we increase 7 numerals, almost zero, impossible. 8 numerals, impossible. So very clear contrast. When we showed this original paper a year ago, it was 5 numerals. So some students can do, say, 50%. Less than chimpanzee, but still can do it. So some people, very skeptical, said, if you give intensive training to human students, can lead to chimpanzee performance. But now, in this brand new data, I want to say, absolutely, chimpanzee is better than human adults.
How do we know that this isn't some kind of trick, that that this isn't something that really is a display of intelligence on the chimpanzee's part, but maybe more along the lines of some kind of motor muscle thing that has nothing to do with the scary possibility that chimps are smarter than us in some way?
Yeah, I understand how you feel. I mean, if chimpanzees are better than us in muscles, powers, people are still okay. But once you recognize chimpanzees are smarter than us in a cognitive test, we are not so happy. Of course, we are better than chimpanzees in many, many other domain of intelligence. So this might be the truth, and this truth should be accepted by the people.
Would you like to maybe talk a little bit about the chimpanzees that you studied in Guinea? You talked about how there's the number only 13 now. And is there urgency behind your research?
First, let me give you the general message from chimpanzee in the wild. I'm the communicator of the wild chimpanzees. As you know, humans and chimpanzee are so close in genome, only 1.2% difference. So the problem is disease, contagious disease. So all the disease transmitted from humans and chimpanzees and vice versa, like hepatitis C or AIDS or Ebola, malaria, everything contagious between the two species. So because of human population increase, now chimpanzee life living very close to human village. And in my research site, there was a group of chimpanzee, about 20 individuals. But in 2003, there was a flu-like epidemic, and we lost 5 chimpanzees at once. 2 very old ladies, 2 young infants, and 1 10-year-old boy. So the number suddenly decreased till up to 12. But last year, we had a new baby, so increased to 13. But 13 chimpanzees in a group. There might be a genetic problem in future if we have no immigrants from the outside. So what we are doing is planting trees to make a green corridor from their habitat to the adjacent community. So we are making a green passage to the neighboring mountains.
Well, thank you. Thank you for telling us about that. What is the most important thing that you'd like the public to know today about the chimpanzee mind?
When you see chimpanzees' behavior, intellectual behavior facing to the computer task, you can easily recognize the similarity between us. And it might be the time to farewell to the naive dichotomy of humans and animals.
You've been listening to Tetsuro Matsuzawa of the Primate Research Institute at Kyoto University in Japan. He was speaking with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.